Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
After some 40 years, one of the most successful Broadway musicals of all time has finally made it to the big screen with an all-star cast, including Dame Judi Dench as a wise, venerable feline in the big new movie version of Cats.
Tonight is a magical night where I choose the cat that deserves a new life.
But Idris Elba plays the villainous McCavity, a monster of depravity, who wants to steal that distinction for himself.
Going to the ball could get dangerous.
Let's dance!
I judge a cat by its soul.
I've got plenty of soul.
We're about to begin.
I love it.
Yeah, but I hated it. Every single misbegotten minute. This movie actually reminds me of Titanic. No, not the movie, of the ship that hit an iceberg and claimed the lives of 1,200 people. And this film will damage the career of anyone associated with it, including Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, Sir Ian McKellen, James Corden, Rebel Wilson, and many more notables. The sets try to evoke London in the 1930s, but nothing makes sense. The cat costumes and makeup are nightmarish rather than imaginative, and there's no plot, no purpose to any of it. I don't say this lightly, but enduring this movie is quite literally a two-hour ordeal, where the temptation to walk out in the middle of the film will be almost irresistible. It's rated PG, but the images, including a gluttonous cat picking up small human dancers who are supposed to be cockroaches and eating them alive, are so creepy and repulsive that this could give kids or adults bad dreams for weeks. If there is even a single redeeming feature to this misbegotten mess, I didn't notice it. 0 stars for Cats, a major contender for worst film of the century.